This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The amount of drugs that people take, it's absolutely shocking. Most people are on drugs.
The Health Ranger Report.
Everybody's worried about the zombie apocalypse. It's already here, people.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
Well, Bitcoin has blown past $14,000 per Bitcoin in a spike that the Korean Prime Minister is calling pathological. And it's really the best term to describe this rise in Bitcoin. You know, it's added 40% to its value in like 3 or 4 days, something like that. But nothing has inherently been revealed by Bitcoin or developed by Bitcoin. There's nothing that would justify this increased value. In fact, there's nothing that justified it going from $1,000 to $10,000. It is an illusion. And the crash that's coming for Bitcoin is now going to be so monumental. We're talking about hundreds of billions of dollars in valuation that people think they have is going to vanish overnight, one of these days, probably sooner rather than later. Again, I don't know the exact timing. There's no way to know because right now this is such a speculative bubble that it's being buoyed by nothing but human psychology. Basically, speculative greed. That's what's driving this up right now. It's being driven by Asian investors who, for whatever reason, like Korean investors in particular, are very subject to bubbles. Koreans and many Asian cultures have very much a kind of go-with-the-crowd mentality, more so than Western societies such as America. America's more like a rugged individualism. Asia, for the most part, like China, Korea, Japan, is very much into bubbles. They're very much into the hip new thing. Everybody wants to jump on board the new thing, and that's the phase they're in right now. Everybody's jumping on board blindly. Very few people understand cryptocurrency. They don't really understand the risks. They're jumping on board because so far everybody has, quote, made money on it, even though most people haven't sold their Bitcoin, so they haven't really made any money. They just have a higher and higher number on their computer screen or their mobile device screen. So they think they have more money, but it's not real until you sell it. Nevertheless, the Korean Prime Minister is correct in saying that this valuation of Bitcoin is truly pathological. And now, more than ever, even though this has already been obvious for a long time, it's so clear that this is tulip bulb mania over again for the digital age. Again, I'm saying it on the record. This is tulip bulb mania. The rise in Bitcoin, the insane increases in Bitcoin valuation are tulip bulb mania for the digital age. It's the same mindset, the same insanity. You know, back in the 1600s, I believe, the Dutch had tulip bulb mania, where people were paying the equivalent today of over $100,000 for one flower bulb. And when I say tulip bulbs, I'm talking about literally tulips. They're bulbs that, you know, you plant in the dirt. For those of you who aren't home gardeners, you take the bulbs, you dig a hole in the dirt, you put them in the dirt, you cover them back up. And then in the spring, you know, a flower comes out, right? They were selling those to each other, in some cases, for over $100,000 per bulb. And it was a mania. And everybody got on board because they said, oh, the tulip bulbs are going to go up forever. And people kept getting rich by buying tulip bulbs and then selling them higher. So they would try to buy more, thinking those were going to go higher. And they kept buying and selling tulip bulbs until one day the whole market collapsed and everybody was just stuck with tulip bulbs that were suddenly everybody realized they're worthless. They don't have any value in the real world, kind of like Bitcoin. Bitcoin's not even real. It's a shared online ledger. It's a spreadsheet. It's like a couple million people sharing an Excel spreadsheet and selling each other lines on the spreadsheet for higher and higher amounts of money. and then thinking they're rich when they have an entry in a spreadsheet, which is insanity. It's totally insane. So this thing is going to crater. Now that it's getting bigger than ever before, it's going to crash harder than ever before when that day comes. And I've said many times, I cannot tell how high this might go before the crash. It could go to $100,000. I've said it before. I said it could go to $10,000 before it went to $10,000. It could. It could go even higher than $100,000. But when the day comes that the easy profits stop, then a lot of people who are right now in the jump in phase are going to say to themselves, oh, the easy money has stopped. I'm going to go ahead and just cash out and move on to something else. And when they cash out, they sell, right? And when they sell, it starts to crash the price. And then before long, the panic sets in because the price is cratering. People start to panic. And now you have the inverse of the hope and dreams and hype. You will have panic and fear and blood running in the streets, so to speak. When the panic hits Bitcoin, and believe me, that day is coming. There will be a Bitcoin panic day. The price is going to crash faster and harder than any asset we've ever seen in history, practically. And why? Because there are no stop gaps. There's no timeout on Bitcoin. There's no, you know, central authority that can step in and have a circuit breaker like they do in the NASDAQ, for example, or the stock market, the Dow. You know, if things start to crater in the Wall Street stock market, there's a timeout period. They say, trading suspended for 15 minutes. Everybody cool your head. And then trading starts back up after the 15 minutes. And if it crashes more, then they have another gap for like 30 minutes or an hour. They'll shut the whole thing down for the day if they have to. Anything to stop the crash from happening. And they have the plunge protection team run by the central banks, you know, the Federal Reserve and so on, comes in and rescues all the prices. Bitcoin doesn't have a plunge protection team. When the panic sets in, it's going to spread like a virus. The panic will go from person to person. And then all around the globe, because this is a global phenomenon. And people will wake up one morning and they'll find, oh my God, their Bitcoin lost 30% of the value and it's going down, down, down. They better sell. So they try to sell. And they add their sell order to the blockchain. Well, guess what? The Bitcoin blockchain can't handle that many sell orders. It's a very tiny throughput of a blockchain. It's like if you had a whole football stadium full of people and the stadium was on fire and you had just like one exit door. That's what the Bitcoin collapse is going to look like. Everybody headed for the exits, but nobody can get out. Because, again, the infrastructure is not there to process that many transactions. The blockchain is slow and it's inefficient. And I've anticipated all this and I've been very public about it. And I've taken a lot of heat from the Bitcoin cultists who have become kind of really nasty lately. They've just abandoned all reason, all logic. They just become nasty kind of asshats lately because they're totally wrapped up in this. They're cultists at this point. And anybody who challenges their cult is immediately the enemy. These are people who sometimes call themselves libertarians. They used to be rational when they were talking about the central banks and fiat currency and everything. And then when it comes to Bitcoin, they just lose their minds. They become all these like worshiping cultists, you know, just the most mindless zealots imaginable. And they just become really mean. And whatever, you know, that's their deal. After the crash, they'll probably return to being normal, sane people again after they finished flinging themselves off tall buildings. But nevertheless, I'm just going to let them go through this. They need to learn a lesson. And, you know, once they learn it, maybe they'll come back to reality and remember a little bit of wisdom about, you know, bubbles and risks and human psychology and the madness of crowds and all that. So I'm just going to give them some space and some time for them to learn their little lesson there and hope they don't commit suicide when they lose everything, because that would be bad. Jeez. Anyway, watch out for this. A couple websites where you can follow this. I've got the website bitraped.com, which of course is going to be very popular once this starts crashing. So I'll be documenting some of the financial raping of people by the Bitcoin scam. I'll be sharing stories of people who lost, you know, life savings, home, college education for their child, whatever they lost. We'll be documenting that on bitraped.com. I've also got bitcoincrash.news, a couple websites that might be interesting to you. And of course, my advice, you know, look, I'm not your financial advisor, but I stopped buying Bitcoin a long time ago. And in fact, I sold it to buy gold. So I have physical gold instead of Bitcoin, and I'm very happy with the gold. And it doesn't go up overnight by 40%. But guess what? It also doesn't vanish overnight when people panic. In fact, gold absolutely cannot vanish because it's an element of the cosmos. It's part of the table of elements. It's been here since practically the beginning of the universe, and it's going to be here long after Bitcoin crashes and burns. The same with silver. Frankly, the same with copper or platinum or any other element, you know, even iron for that matter. So be safe, be smart. Don't be suckered into this. It's going to keep going up for a while, maybe. But when it craters, you won't be able to get out. Everybody will panic all at once. It's going to be a freaking Bitcoin bloodbath. And that will be one of the headlines. Bitcoin bloodbath. In fact, I predict that headline will be on the New York Post and the UK Daily Mail. So mark my words, it'll be either Bitcoin bloodbath or Bitcoin blowout. Or Bitcoin goes bust. Something like that. You'll see those headlines when this thing craters. Don't know when that's going to be exactly, but the day is coming, so be cautious. Take care.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.